Well, you're not going to be surprised by what I'm about to say. Any young person who has the good fortune to do a little bit of backpacking or tourism in Europe will probably make a stop in one of Amsterdam's many cafes, and it's not to drink the coffee or tea. Let's be honest with each other. It's to smoke the marijuana. We all know that. But no more. In the past hour, a judge in the Netherlands has approved a government plan to prevent tourists, foreigners, folks like you and me, from entering cannabis cafes. We're going to speak now to Anna Hooligan, reporter for our partner, the BBC. Anna is in Amsterdam and can help us with this story. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Amsterdam, as you know, has a worldwide reputation for liberalism when it comes to drugs, for a view of harm reduction and a view that marijuana is relatively harmless. Why keep the tourists out and let the locals in?
Well, because they say that the tourists are the ones who are causing the problems here. They're worried about things like drug tourism. It brings problems to the cities. And it's not just in Amsterdam. This is throughout the country. And there's around 700 coffee shops here. And the city right now is absolutely full of tourists. As you'll know, Amsterdam is such a hot spot, such an attraction for people coming here and seeking that novelty value of being able to walk into a coffee shop and light up. No more. From the end of this year, it will be over.
Anna Hooligan, you know, the reputation, we have to get into this. The reputation of marijuana is that if you smoke enough of it, it doesn't make you want to cause trouble and be out making noise in the street. But really, if you drink enough beer and get drunk, that's what happens. There are lots of outdoor beer gardens in Amsterdam as well. So why is marijuana the problem in the views of the locals and not the alcohol consumption?
Good question. And actually, the coffee shops have argued that if you bring in a ban, and this has been in place, the tolerance and the liberal approach to marijuana use has been in place for since 1976. And it means that the cannabis is enclosed within these safe spaces, they say, within the coffee shops. And if you stop that, if you force the tourists to leave, force them out on the street, then you're forcing them right into the hands of the illegal street dealers. And actually, the coffee shops say it's going to make the criminal elements even more prevalent in the Netherlands.
Anna Hooligan, listen to a coffee shop owner himself, Michael Velling, from the Dutch Cannabis Retailers Association, speaking to the BBC.
First of all, it's going to cost me 90% of my turnover. Second, it puts our customers in a very difficult spot, because why in the hell do you have to register to buy a substance that is still illegal?
Now, you mentioned sort of the second point there, driving people into the hands of illegal drug dealers. But business owners in Amsterdam have to be going crazy. Not only are the coffee shops losing money, but a lot of younger people might not bother to go. Look, they're not going to go there to see the Van Gogh Museum, unfortunately, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. And the mayor of Amsterdam is actually strongly against this new legislation, too. So they're hoping to fight it. And they're hoping, here in Amsterdam at least, to reach some kind of an agreement that will allow the tourists to keep on coming.
Well, they need the tourists to keep on coming. Every place needs the tourists to keep on coming. That's Anna Hooligan, reporter for our partner, the BBC, live in Amsterdam, talking about a new ban on foreign tourists in the famous coffee shops, where one may drink coffee or tea, but really, you might want to try the brownies. Get there quick, folks, because after a little bit of while, a foreign passport, no more coffee shop. Anna, thanks.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.